بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، على من لا نبي بعده، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته، ولا أمة بعد أمته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. للفقراء المهاجرين الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم وأموالهم يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا وينصرون الله ورسوله أولئك هم الصادقون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم، جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. We have been discussing the hijrat of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. One of the incidents that took place in the hijrat of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was the night in the cave when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent the night with Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, we all know the accolades, the achievements of Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu. So in his time, someone had mentioned that Umar radiallahu anhu is much better than Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Due to his achievements, his khilafat was longer, the Islamic borders were expanding. So when Umar radiallahu anhu heard this, then he said, La laylatum min Abi Bakrin khayrum min Ali Umar. Forget about Umar radiallahu anhu. Put Umar radiallahu anhu and his whole family on one side of the scale. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, don't discuss his whole life. Only one night that he sacrificed his life for the protection of Nabi Sam in that cave will be much better than the entire family of Umar radiallahu anhu. So this was that hijrat that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu gave his entire preparation, his wealth, his time, selflessly sacrificed his entire self for the protection, for the hijrat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then we've been discussing many an incident in the hijrat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. 12 years after Nubuwwah, 12 people from the Ansar, Madina Tayyibah, had come to Madina, Makkah Mukarramah, pledged allegiance. That was Bay'atul Ula, Bay'atul Anqaba, the first Bay'atul Anqaba al-Ula that had taken place in Makkah Mukarramah. These 12 Sahaba who became Sahaba radiallahu anhum in Makkah Mukarramah now want to go back to Madina Tayyibah. But they tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that for us to go back, we can't go back alone. Send someone who will teach us the deen and teach us Qur'an. وَيُقْرِئُنَا الْقُرْآنَ. Someone must teach us how to recite Qur'an. So a lesson valuable for every one of us is that these Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Ansar, were elderly and advanced in age. Despite that, it never stopped them from the quest and the desire to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in today's circle, in our environment, we've restricted the ilm of the deen to maktab and to a few selected classrooms. There's no age in the madrasa of knowledge. There isn't any limit to how, when a person can learn, when he should learn, when he should stop learning, as they say, from the cradle to the grave, min al mahdi ila lahad. So we need to continuously be searching, seeking the knowledge of the deen and the sharia. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had selected Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu to accompany the sahaba radiallahu anhu to Madina Tayyibah. Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu was a young sahabi. He was splashing around in the luxuries in Makkah Mukarramah. We would say he was the blue-eyed boy in Makkah Mukarramah. If he passed any street, they knew no one else but Musa bin Umair passed. For the quality of his itar, no one could afford. So his mother was spoiling him. But the day he embraced the deen of Islam, she closed that up. And she says, you're not going to enjoy any of these luxuries. But he says, it's for the deen of Allah. And he still continued, went for the hijrat. Rather, this was prior to the hijrat. He's already gone to Madinah Tayyibah, making an effort. Eventually, after much effort, struggle, because the people weren't really receptive, weren't welcoming in Madinah Tayyibah, meaning the rest of the community. It was really an uphill battle. But with akhlaq, Mus'ab bin Umair continued making an effort. Sa'd bin Mu'adh and Usayd bin Hudayr had accepted the deen of Islam on the hands of Mus'ab bin Umair. They say this is sufficient, an accolade and a stripe on the shoulder of Mus'ab bin Umair. Sa'd bin Mu'adh accepting the deen of Islam. One year later, you know, generally ulama, they say, must go out for 1 year. Mus'ab bin Umair made an effort for 1 year. 1 year later, he comes back to Makkah Mukarramah. Now he's giving kalguzari. He's telling Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is what has happened. This is what's transpired in Madinah Tayyibah. His mother hears that he has come to Makkah Mukarramah. So she sends a message and she says, Ya Aq, ataqdamu bi baladin anafi? O most disobedient son, you come to the city, you know your mother resides, and you visit someone else before your mother? So even the kuffar understood the value of the mother. That you go before to visit someone else and then you come to me. So Mus'ab bin Umair finished his time with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, first Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he goes to his mother. When he goes to his mother, then his mother is upset. He's very upset. And she's telling him, you're so insensitive. You went and made hijrat and you went first to Habasha, Abyssinia. Now you're in Madinah Tayyibah. I was so displeased. I was angered. And I don't want you to follow this religion and follow Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So she expressed her displeasure and her anger. So Mus'ab bin Umair, out of respect, he listened to his mother. And then with respect and dignity, he tells his mother, مَا كُنْتُ لِأَبْدَأَ بِأَحَدٍ قَبْلَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ سَلَمْ I love you, my mother. You have a place in my heart. But please, that spot that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam enjoys, I can't give preference to anyone. It's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's on that upper list. I have to go to him first. So the mother understood that Mus'ab bin Umair loves Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. She started crying, tearing, working on the emotion side of Mus'ab bin Umair. So Mus'ab bin Umair is feeling for his mother, but what he says, Afirru bidini, mother, I'm not running away from you. I have taken my deen, run away to Madinah Tayyibah to guard and safeguard my deen. That's all. I have love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You have to understand the Sharia. It's for this reason that I have left and I've gone to Madinah Tayyibah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, that ability, that we always in search of the deen and the knowledge of the deen of Islam, alhamdulillah, we're fortunate indeed, inshallah, that we have a group of professionals, group of ulama, students, whatever you want to say. So these brothers, alhamdulillah, Mulana Imran Saab has started a madrasa in Dubai. So they are visiting our shores, South Africa, and highly qualified, alhamdulillah. We're not going to mention each one of them. There's quite a few of them, highly qualified. Due to the time constraints, we cut our program short. We'll continue, inshallah. Just a point of note before we hand over the mic to them, is that next week, Monday, there wouldn't be a program, because Bhaijan, as he's known, Haji Abdul Mu'id, Damod Barakatuhum from Sakkar will be around. That program will be held in one of the masjids. Not too sure whether it's Masjid al-Salam on Monday night. But anyway, Monday is confirmed for the Durban area, so it will be disrespectful for us to have any program. We'll attend that program, inshallah, and we'll continue the Monday after that, following, inshallah. So that's the with regards to the program. And inshallah, we have just two students, inshallah. Two of them will be addressing us just for a few minutes. Few minutes each, just to explain to us, give us the name, what's the profession and work of expertise. And alhamdulillah, at the moment, they are studying their final year kitabs, alhamdulillah. So work hasn't been sacrificed. Doors and offices haven't been closed. But yes, they sacrifice the hours and also give time to study the deen and the sharia. Ji, brother Muhammad Prasad.